Good rising, good evening, good afternoon to all of you lovely listeners out there. We are the ladies of the 1010 podcast. My name is Wyona, and I am here with my two lovely ladies, Ori and Tatiana.
Hey, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
And today is a very special day. We have come finally to the last 2 weeks of 2020. 2020 has by far, at least for my years of living, quite the year. Unforgettable. So many things happened, so much to memorize, so much to look back on. Happy times, sad times, whatever you want to call it. Wanted to also note that this is our last podcast of the year, so kudos to us, and happy holidays to all of our lovely listeners out there. So we really want to hear from you, and we hope that you stay warm and safe during the holidays, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Please stay safe, everyone. We love you all. For today's topic, we would like to kind of, I guess, go down memory lane of 2020. That's probably the best way to put it. It's been a rough year, and I think for a lot of us, our strengths have really been just kind of showing, and it's came out in different ways that we weren't expecting. So I'd like to first take the time to go around and kind of talk about the ways that, for us, our strengths have shown, because it's definitely shown in many different ways. It's manifested in different ways. But, you know, I want to give kind of open up the floor to let people talk about how have your strengths shown throughout this whole entire year.
Hey, Ori, you want to go first?
Well, they say there's a saying that if you don't know how strong you are until being strong is the only option that you have. So I'll say that, you know, this year has been really tough, but somehow, you know, we're in December and I just managed through. I can't really say how, but honestly, it's been a tough year, no doubt, but somehow I'm here. Tatiana.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So the first thing that comes to mind as far as being tested this year would be with my grandma. She actually had a pretty serious health episode. Ended up in the hospital on Memorial Day and ended up needing a pacemaker, but her heart was giving out. And we were really lucky that she made it to the hospital in time and had a long summer of recuperation with physical therapists and nurses coming in and out constantly and so on. But my mom and I had to be not only sort of her healthcare proxies, but had to manage everything. Down to staying over, taking turns, checking her vitals, collaborating with her whole team. So even though I knew that I was good at kind of healthcare management because I've handled appointments and so on for my mom and my grandma, it was really a test of being strong for someone who was unwell and who couldn't be strong on their own and needed to rely on others. So that was a test. And I was happy to help be kind of that support system and that backbone for her to get her to the point now where she's recuperated and you'd never know anything ever happened. So on that end, the year's closing on a high note as far as family health wise. But I also think, other tests of this year, there's so many, right? I think for those of us that are ambiverts, where you are a combination of an introvert and extrovert, it's a taxing year. I'm 50-50 intro extro as far as I need the equilibrium needs to be there. Mm-hmm. I need to be on my own to recharge, but then I need to be surrounded by people, or I need to at least feed off of others' energies of other people. So, you know, lockdown is in and of itself kind of an isolating experience. So it tore that equilibrium to shreds. And that really affected me mentally, and I'm still processing it. It's still difficult for me. I don't think I'll ever really pull through until kind of post-vaccine, when things start opening up a bit more. But I guess for the past maybe 5 years, I couldn't envision myself without travel. And to have gone a year without travel, I guess I proved to myself that I can be without traveling. So if anything comes up in the future where I can't go, you know, God forbid if it's health or anything like that, at least I know that I can exist without travel. I don't like it. This is not my preferred state of being, but I can be, which in general may not seem like a lot, but for someone like me who travels all the time and is always focused on the next trip and the next move and so on, it says a lot for me. So
yeah, I feel like I might have the longest answer here. I'll try to keep it brief and concise to the best of my ability. 2020, my. I have my calendar that I brought from my office. I have to turn to look at it, because that's how I can kind of, you know, categorize everything that has happened. And I'm like, month of January, month of February. And it's literally been a domino effect since January. I appreciate, Tatiana, the fact that you shared what happened about your grandmother, because I too, you know, short story to tell, short story but ongoing story. My grandmother also, she passed away earlier this year on January 8th, and it was technically pre-COVID, so I can't put it in and say, oh, it was, you know, related to anything COVID-related, but she did have, like, respiratory issues, lung issues, breathing issues, things like that. So as I look back on it, I'm like, part of me feels grateful because her pain and suffering ended before it could have gotten way, way worse when you consider COVID. Mm. Nurses coming in to take care of her, all this, she would not have survived. It probably would have been bad. So to pass away, you know, amongst family, like her loved ones, literally that's how she passed away in her apartment. I'm grateful that that's the way it happened, because if it was COVID related, I'd probably be in a different mental state where I probably would have been more angry, I would say. But I'm happy it happened pre-COVID. So with that happening in January, you could already understand how the tone was set for me for 2020. I was done with 2020 from January 8th.
I can't even imagine.
I said, I'm done with this year. The whole thing is done. But to my surprise, it was only the beginning. So everything from, like, I don't know, difficulties with, you know, switching jobs and kind of understanding the way things are, kind of having a new outlook on how people are, trying to see, like, who's really there for you and versus who's not, like, all of those things kind of took a mental toll on me, combined with my grandmother's death, where I was actually, Ori definitely knows this for sure, I was happy when things were shut down, where we were told we got to go home or work from home. I was ecstatic because I needed that time. I needed that time, and I took that time to heal and kind of have that time for myself. I'm an extrovert. I identify that way mostly, maybe 80%, maybe 80, 85. I have my days. But, you know, having that time to myself has really helped, because if not, I would be, listen, it would be a show in that office. Okay. It's good that I'm home. It's good. It's good that I've been home. But, you know, in that time, I've taken the time, I've learned how to just keep pushing through. And that's the strength I feel like I've really shown this year, is to keep going, because everything's going to happen in life. Life isn't going to stop just because you've had, you know, bad shit that happens to you. You got to keep going. So I really have learned, like, on the spot, you can have personal things in your life going on, but work continues. If things need to be done in the house, it continues. Family matters, or, you know, things outside of your personal life, they continue. Everything continues beyond what's going on with you on the inside. So on one hand, I learned how to push through, and I also learned how to, you know, I've taken some meditation sessions on, what they call it? They call it the Calm app. It's called Calm. I am not advertising for Calm, but I'm just saying it, you know, it provides some really great things. So I've used that, and that helps with meditation in the morning, or if you're trying to go to sleep. For me, it was the hardest thing because, you know, I have trouble sleeping sometimes, but it helps with all of those. So it's definitely helped me in different ways, but I'd say primarily the strength that I've been able to do is to push through, where no matter what you're going through, you can still, when it's appropriate, you can take that time for yourself. But when you have to like be on stage and be on the go and just keep running and keep doing it, you do what you have to do to keep going each day. So I like that quality, and I'm happy that I was able to get that this year.
So it looks like you've learned a lot this year.
I know. It was such a tough year, but you know, good and bad things have come of it, but I definitely like that quality. I like that I've been able to just learn how to just keep going. Cause sometimes you really don't have that choice. You really just have to keep going.
Yeah, we don't have a choice right now. What else are you gonna do? I appreciate that, Wayona. You've been able to lemonade this situation.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. I feel like our patience has really been tested in different ways throughout this whole year. I feel like there's like, for me personally, I feel like every day, I'm exaggerating, like let's say every month, something has definitely happened that has tested my patience in a way that even given with the pandemic that's happening, I'm like, like really another thing on top of everything else that's going on. How do we go about this now? And I feel like, you know, and in many ways our patience has been tested. And that's another question I have for everyone here is how has your patience been tested throughout this whole year?
That's a good question. So I'm an impatient person by nature. That is, it's just, I've always been that way. To a certain degree, I will always be that way. But I've tried to, I suppose my impatience has been kind of shown to me, kind of reflected back to me, considering everything that's going on. So kind of the gravity of my impatience, I now see clearer because, you know, when you're kind of going through the monotony of life. So everything that's gone on has really forced my own impatience to be reflected back to me. I think that when you're kind of going through the motions of life and you're impatient with certain situations or people, you just think of it as, well, I need to get to the next thing. I have this appointment. I have this thing to do. I have to go here. So it is what it is. And you just kind of go with the current. But now because life is moving slower, I guess my mental speed of trying to see something through, I notice it more, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I think I have been trying to be more patient because I'm now more acutely aware of how impatient I am. But again, to a certain extent, I think I will always be impatient, but I'm trying to mitigate that as much as I can. Mm-hmm. I do think that I have been impatient with a person or two in life, where I should have shown more patience, and probably because of everything, it's like, you know, I was probably a mind fuck for them, just trying to kind of mentally digest everything that's going on. But then I also think that I've been too patient and given like one or two people more time than they deserved in my life, more time than they were worthy of in my life, because I was trying to now be more patient, and I think I went overboard. Mm-hmm. So I'm at the stage now where I've seen kind of both ends of it and how kind of COVID mentality has impacted all of that. So now I'm trying to kind of find that happy medium. But I think that COVID has affected me again, one degree or another, or one of the spectrum or the other, I should say. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm saying it in a very abstract way, but my impatience is very much ingrained in me, and it's always been that way. So I'm trying to be better, but I think me trying to be better led to me overcompensating, mm-hmm. and then giving people more time, my time, precious fucking time, than they deserve to have.
Yeah. Ori, how about you?
Well, I'll say that 2020 has taught me a lot of patience. I have two kids. I work from home. It's really tough. You know, and I think one of the things that really helped me was the fact that, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I started a new job. So I was trying to learn. I was trying to, to be good at what I'm doing. So I would take a walk every day. So I think just, you know, taking that walk for me was so therapeutic. I didn't think taking walks could be that therapeutic, because every day, no matter what the time is, I'll still, you know, take like an hour walk. And every time I come back, I feel energized. I feel really, you know, I feel better. I take a bath and then, you know, I sleep. And another thing that really, you know, helped me is just, you know, knowing that I'm not a super human being. I mean, like, I can't do it all. So sometimes the things that ordinarily I'll make sure that I'm on top of, like making sure that my house is clean, sparkling, clean all the time, I had to, like, mm-hmm. you know, slow down on that. So sometimes I know that I need to vacuum, but I'm like, you know what, Ori, I'm not gonna, you know, kill myself. I'm just not gonna do that right now. So I think just prioritizing what's important, you know, and making sure that I take my rest was, you know, has also been really helpful. And then talking to people, because life itself is stressful, you know, the job is stressful. Mm-hmm. So I think just having an outlet really, really helped me. You know, people that you just gist with, and you're not talking about, you know, you're just talking about life, you're, you know, having a good time. So just talking has been really helpful. I wouldn't say that, and just, you know, just hoping and believing and just, you know, hanging in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really,
I will say, Ori, that in general you definitely have more patience than I do.
Oh yeah,
right.
I don't I think feel so.
Ori is kind of like,
I don't
come
think
what
so.
May and relax, and I'm like, you know, compared to Ori.
No, I disagree, Tatiana, because I have days when I'm really, you know, frustrated and tired, and I just feel like, what the hell, like, what's going on here. Yeah,
but Ori, that's the first time I ever heard you swear.
Yeah,
what is going on here?
Is I really always try to hold back. Yeah, a lot of times I just hold back, like, you know, like Wayana said, this will pass. So I always think that, you know, I need to sleep over this, and you know, it would pass.
But it doesn't read, Ori. It doesn't read on your face. I mean, we've known you for a while. It just doesn't read. You could be stressed internally, but externally, it's like you're walking through a field, like the sun is shining. You would never know. So I'm telling you, you hide it very well.
Oh, yeah. You know how there's a such thing called resting bitch face? Ori has the exact opposite. She has like a resting smile face, grinning from ear to ear. And I'm like, oh, I can't tell if she's
really
how she's feeling. I'm like, it's just a smile. That's your natural face. And it's really good to have. I wish I
had. Well, you know, you're not the first person saying that. I've had people, you know, say that before. And I'm like, that's not true. Like, I express my feelings, you know. When I'm angry, I'm really angry. But it's just that a lot of times I'm just like, I just choose my battles, you know.
Yeah. I gotta learn that more.
Wayona, where do you think you fall? Because
I think
you're pretty calm too, though. You can't read it with regards to you either. I think Ori is always smiling, and I think you always look super zen. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be able to tell either. I think I have the resting bitch face, but I don't think you can read it on you either.
I feel like I really fall in the middle because I really, as usual, I feel like I always fall in the middle between you two. But in this case, it's a really solid medium. But I might be leaning a little bit more towards Tatiana, especially during the pandemic, only because I've had people like close to me express that they've seen that over the past like year. I generally, like, when it comes, if I'm angry, like if somebody made me upset, I might express it in private. I might express it on a one-on-one. But when it's happening, the person who's making me upset, they don't really, you know, they won't get it. But in recent times, it might have just kind of like, you know, when you shake a soda bottle and then you open the cap and it just explodes without me knowing it. It's like they got a little bit of that explosion and they're like, oh, like, okay, what's going on? I didn't know you were upset. And, you know, now I have to address that. And that's mainly come, I feel like I can really tie that to, like, you know, I think my grandmother passing away was probably the cherry on top of the cake. Cause I think it's been building up over time where I'm just like, I can't understand why people can't just talk real with each other. I can't understand why, you know, it's like a battle to just get simple information. Just talk to me and we can get through this. Why does it have to be a tug of war? Why does it have to be passive aggression? Why can't we just be clear on what we want? Why do you have to blame me? Why do you have to throw me under the bus when you can? And it's just like, that's not the way I'm used to communicating, but that's the way that I've received a lot of communication. Even if that wasn't the people's, you know, their intention, but I've gotten that a lot this year.
All right, well, Yona, you're on.
Okay, here I am. And here's Ori.
All right, so we can continue. I'm sorry, for the third time. If you could please start off with being in the middle between her calmness and my resting bitch face. And you did, I'm trying to remember exactly what I heard, so I know that it made it to the recording. You mentioned, like, people not giving information, like not real, there's no real talk.
Yeah, and then you mentioned white people that you mentioned.
Yeah, like, that's when it started cutting off.
You got through my whys.
Yeah.
I don't think I got all the whys.
No, I think you should just start from the whys.
Yeah.
Damn it. What did I list?
Sorry.
What did I say? I said,
like, that your grandmother passing was kind of the camel that broke, the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah. My grandmother passing was cherry on top. Okay. I think I can maybe try to figure it out. Damn it, that's the part. It's like,
I know you were
I mean, you were in it. Yeah.
Oh damn.
Why we're asking a lot of questions.
If you want to just backtrack and then just see if it leads you back there.
Shit. Okay.
You can repeat stuff. I can always take it out.
Okay. Alrighty. Hold on. Let me see if. Alrighty. I think no. I'm ready.
Drama queen.
Ori. Okay. Damn. Can you say again where it may have been cut off?
The last thing I remember for sure hearing was you mentioning people not giving straight information, kind of like that runaround. And I think that testing your patience, I think that's what it was. And like how, yeah, okay. Something like that.
Okay, I think I can get it. Okay.
Basically how you're not as calm as you may appear. I
think like, okay. Okay. Now, we are now going to continue. I just don't understand why people cannot give me information straight. Why they can't communicate with me straightforward. Why I feel like the rules that are applied to the world and to other people and to institutions, for some reason, when it comes to me, I feel like there's like a, oh, wait, no, it can't apply there. Or, well, there's a reason why it doesn't work here. And all of that gets really frustrating because I always found myself questioning, why me?
Mm-hmm.
Throughout this whole year, I was always, especially like ever since my grandmother died, I always wondered, like, why would this happen to me? but it looks like everybody else is just living their lives. Everybody's happy. Everybody's healthy. And, you know, of course, it's a perceived, you know, vision. Obviously, that's not the way it is in reality. But in many sense, that's what I felt, because I always felt that communication wasn't given to me straightforward. I felt like people would do things to me purposefully to kind of like get under my skin. And it took me a long time to kind of realize that that's not the reality. It feels that way, but it isn't the reality. And I encourage anybody else who's listening to kind of, I guess, understand that you're not alone. It's not just you. And what you're feeling may not be what the actual reality is. Take a step back and kind of try to look at the bigger picture and understand where other people are coming from. And I think that's something that I've kind of learned along the way of 2020, is to, instead of jumping to conclusions, mm-hmm. getting upset, getting angry. By the way, my anger doesn't show in an outward version. It's more like it's reserved. It might spark in like random ways, or I might vent to somebody offline, but it's not something that I just like give right then and there. But it's been happening more often, to the point where I'm like, okay, something has to give. And I'm always looking at myself in the ways that I can like tailor my thoughts, channel that energy into something else that's positive. So I want to kind of get to the point where Ori, you know, like you said, she's just like chilling. I'm like, I want to be chilling too. That's a great life. I like that better, because me, I'm over here stressing. I can't sleep at night sometimes, and that's not fun. So
that's not fun.
No, that's commendable though, that you're focused on self-improvement to the level that you are, and that you stay consistent with it.
Yeah.
I for sure have the resting bitch face. And I know when someone brings bullshit my way, I know it reads in my face. Even today, I had a team meeting today, and one of my coworkers, who's also a friend, messaged me afterwards. She's like, yo, your face during that part. I'm like, oh, was it that obvious? She's like, your eyebrow went up. And she's like, I know what that means. And I have another coworker who, you know, will be in meetings, and she looks to me, she already knows what I'm thinking, because my face reads exactly what I'm, but I actually quite like that though. I feel if you know me well enough, you know, like, don't bring bullshit my way, because my face will tell you, get away from me, or like, this is absurd. I may not say it outright, because I think, so I try to your point, Wayona, I try to reel it in verbally. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go off on someone, but visually, as far as like my facial expression, I can't, it's pretty much involuntary. So it is what it is, but yeah, I wish I could be like Ori, where I was annoyed and it's like the sun is shining and you know what I mean? And birds are chirping. But for me, it's kind of, if you are an imbecile, my face will tell you are an imbecile. I may not say it, but the eyebrows will do it.
Well, I feel like for me, I just think that, you know, I don't like to make something of someone who is not important. I don't like to make the person become important. Mm-hmm. So if something really, if there's someone or something that really pisses me off, I just displace it. Like, you know, it's a kind of defense mechanism. Like, I'd rather just not talk about it or just let it go and just, you know, give myself some nice, you know, fresh air and just talk about other things. So I think I suppress it more like.
Mm. Okay.
It doesn't mean I'm not angry, but I just suppress it. And then after a while, you know, I'm over it. Because it's like a waste of time to me. Like, I'm not going to engage. I'm not going to waste my time. Yeah. You know, trying to engage with this person or this issue, or, you know. And I realized that after a couple of days, I usually, you know, forget about it. It works. So
my New Year's resolution. My New Year's resolution is to be more like Hori and Wayona. Thank you. Thank you. I've been searching for my resolution was. Thank you for presenting it to me. And now I know.
But I think I like Wayona's comments better, because Wayona sounds like, you know, she's gone through a lot of learning this year, which is great. You know, you've you came to terms with some realities, and then you made some changes, and you're still working on it. So I think Wana is a superstar of the day.
Oh no! For me, it's mostly like I think what happens is, like, if people say things to me, I can feel myself getting like hot, and I don't know, that manifests differently in different people, but for me, it's like a tingly feeling in like the scalp of my hair or in my chest, where I'm like, "Ooh, I want to say it so bad. I want to get this person." And then I have to literally stop myself, and like, sometimes I'm like, I want to make believe, I duct tape my lips together. I'm like, just stop and just listen and leave it alone. You don't have to give this your energy. Just let it be and move on from there. And I have to talk myself through that in my head, sometimes through meetings, personal conversations. So that brings me to our last question, which is, how much patience do you give to people and or the situations that kind of come to you in life, whether you want it to happen or not? How much patience, how much energy, to what do you owe this present coming towards you? Because, I mean, I'll speak for myself, and I will say that it really depends on the person, and it depends on the situation. Mm-hmm. I know that there's times where there's family issues, or there may be like relationship issues that may require more of your time, and it's worth it, you know, and also friendships too, definitely. But when it comes to like acquaintance relationships or professional, you know, connections, sometimes I feel like it's not always worth it. When it comes to like professional relationships or acquaintances, sometimes you have to be mindful of what is worth your time, what is worth giving your energy to. And be mindful that if something feels like it's like either draining you or not giving you anything positive, feel free to step back at any point in time. Feel free to take that time to yourself if you need it. Just do what you have to do in those sorts of situations, because I definitely found myself doing that. And I had to learn that throughout this year, where I'm like, listen, what is this? I'm like, I woke up this morning, I was feeling good. You're making me feel not good. Mm-hmm. Turn phone off, put it on silent. I'll return to this when I'm ready. Feel free to do that. It can manifest in different ways, but that's like, you know, a slight example of, you know, things I've learned to have to do to keep myself, you know, mentally okay and keep myself calm and stuff. So, you know, I'm curious to hear what, you know, what you all have to say.
I will say, for me, it's there are two buckets. I have patience if I consider you someone that I want to know long term, or to have in my life long term, I should say. I don't have patience if you're short term. Mm-hmm. So,
he's like,
or he's not impressed.
That's it. Now I'm just surprised. You know, I'm surprised that, you know, that's it. You're not really talking much about that.
I mean, sometimes that's it. Yeah.
Well, I honestly, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
I mean, I just feel like it really just, like, literally, it just depends on the people that come your way, the situations that come your way. If it's not worth your energy, why give anything additional to it? I feel like what you decide to give should be in itself, like, enough.
And I think especially when it comes to professional relationship, you should never even give energy to, you know, to issues at work. It's not worth it. That's the way I say it. It's because they're not family, you know. It's not worth it. If someone is trying to, you know, drain you, just, you know, ignore.
Yeah. And I feel like I really do appreciate you, Ori, because you have really given me, like, the tools and, like, the setting to try to, like, understand this moving forward. Because, you know me, I was always freaking out, not knowing what to do. I'm like, listen, this person pissed me off via email or in a meeting. I don't know what to do. How do I respond? What do I do? And you're like, Wyona, just breathe. It's work. It's a job. And literally your words helped me. I was literally like, at the end of the day, girl, it's a job. Like, that is all it is. You don't have to take it home. Yeah. You don't have to have that take up any headspace. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. And like, yeah, that's the way I see it too. Once I step out of work, you know, that's it. But that's not to say you can't have friends from work. You know, you can definitely make good friends from work. But, you know, the idea of work for me is I'm going into the space and I'm not trying to make friends, but somehow friends could, you know, you could have long time friends from work. But once it comes to someone showing, giving you attitude or trying to make you feel a certain way, you know, even when you're mm-hmm. so pissed off at an email, you still want to reply.
Oh, yeah. Somebody told me it's like, email, even so. If you get it and it makes you get all riled up, literally, you can write up every single thing you do. And, you know, everything that's making you upset in an email. And then, like, once you write it, take a step back, breathe, 5 minutes, come back to it. If you still feel the same way, send it. But most likely you won't feel the same way and you're going to revise some things, majority of it.
Yeah.
So I've learned to do that too.
Yeah, I agree. Overall, we're all learning. It's a learning, it's a journey, you know, and everyone is learning. So we keep learning every day. Thanks so much, Wanna, for sharing, you know, about your grandma. And Tatiana, thanks for sharing about your grandma as well.
So I think this kind of brings us to the conclusion of our podcast and the conclusion of the year 2020. And as I know that our listeners will be enjoying the holidays, staying warm, staying safe, being with family if you can, doing what you can, I would also like to take this moment to have a brief moment of silence mm-hmm. to anyone who has lost anybody due to the COVID-19 disease, or if you know somebody who has lost somebody, definitely take this moment. Or if this has impacted you in ways that if you don't even feel like sharing the ways that it's impacted you, but you still need this moment of silence, take that for yourself too. So we're going to take a brief few seconds here to pause and take a moment of silence. And thank you to everyone who has contributed to this moment of silence. And that brings us to the end of our podcast and the last podcast we will be having for the year of 2020. Boy, oh boy, has it been a year, but we have enjoyed it. We've enjoyed having our listeners listen to us, and we've enjoyed giving you all of this great information and sharing our opinions with you all. Mm-hmm. Feel free to DM us, follow us on all of the social media, and definitely, if you know us personally, reach out to us. If you have questions or if you want to be featured, we're definitely open to that. And we're going to be coming to you in 2021 with some great things. So
new topics. Really, it's going to be a great year. We're looking forward to the episodes to come. But yeah, it's been a strong first year for 1010. 1010 in 2020. I just put that together.
Look at that. Boy, oh boy. It's meant to be.
Yeah, listeners are like, oh, she can do math. No, but I honestly didn't even think about that. But yeah, it's been a year. Thanks for leading that moment of silence, Wayona. It's kind of like, it's like a moment of silence for 2020. Like, just goodbye, good riddance.
Yeah,
it's you. We've come to an end, and you know.
Yeah,
but like you said, there have been, you know, so many amazing people that unfortunately have been lost this year, and we need to acknowledge that. So, yeah, looking forward to the next year.
And I encourage anybody who is listening to definitely, I've done this personally, but hang on to any sort of small memorabilia that you have of 2020, because you better believe it's gonna be one for the books. You're gonna want to be able to tell this 10, 20, 30 years from now of what you did and how you survived 2020. I have mine, I have my t-shirts, I have my recordings of things that I've felt, things that I've seen on the TV. You know, I encourage you all, save it. You got 2 weeks left. Please do so, because you're going to want to look back on this 10, 20 years from now and see how you survived.
Like a time capsule?
Yeah.
That would be dope, really, actually, if people did time capsules of 2020. Mm-hmm. I'm putting that out there.
Needs its own time capsule.
think that's an idea, right? I may do that.
Oh, yeah.
You're inspiring me, Wayona. Okay. I'm happy to. Yeah. Let me Amazon search time capsules.
Yeah. Damn, maybe I should look into that, too. I wasn't even thinking of that, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it, too. We're going to do it together. So, yeah. So, I definitely appreciate everybody for listening. It has been great. It has been an... Well, the year has been semi-okay for anyone, but thankfully, it's over in the next 2 weeks. So, we appreciate you all for coming to hear us. We are the ladies of the 1010 podcast. We love you. Good evening. Good rising. Good afternoon. And I hope all of you have a lovely holiday where you are warm, safe, and with family if you can.
Happy 2021, everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.